This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to it. 3 o'clock, and we've got multiple items to discuss with Mr. TJ Lang. I do want to ask about the Bryce Underwood stuff. If you missed our take on it, Odyssey.com Rewind. You tip your cap, it's respect. At least one school in the state's trying. The whether it'll work and stuff, we didn't get to because it's immaterial to the discussion today, which is Michigan took a big swing to be a big boy in the future. That's all you can ask. And reminder, it's not your money. I don't care. My heart doesn't bleed for Larry Ellison. God bless. He wanted a quarterback. What am I going to do? It's just, I wish we had somebody like that.
Well, you do, don't you?
No.
That basketball guy that
no.
owns that big company?
Yeah, he was told he can't spend anymore.
Oh. Well, he was when Mel was there.
Right. I mean,
and then he was told he can't do that. And then the NBA was like,
oh, yeah. Okay, the conflict.
It doesn't. Immaterial. We play in the GLIAC. Who cares about us? I wanted your opinion. No, full disclosure. You and I were texting a little bit last night. And it just, you had big opinion. It surprised me. Because generally, you're just a ball breaker. But you actually had opinions about college football. But like when you heard the Underwood news, you played the game. Obviously, you weren't the most coveted athlete out of high school.
No, 1D1.
But when you see the money getting tossed around, just what do you make of all this? Because you like college football like we did.
Yeah, I do. And I used to love college football.
Right.
I used to care less what happened on Sundays. I was so dialed in, you know, Saturday starting 9 a.m. college game day. I want to see what's going on. I want to keep up with the recruiting, right? Who are we going after? Who the team's going at? Who's the next big thing? Man, I can't wait to see what this kid looks like in 2 years. He's a freshman. Wait till he's a senior. That's gone. That's gone for me. And I think it's gone for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that anymore. This game is so different where these are one-year contracts. You don't really build a program anymore. You build a team on a year-to-year basis. Mm-hmm. And for me, as being a college fan, that's taken a lot of the joy out of it for me. So yesterday, when the news came that they flipped Bryce Underwood, I don't know who to give credit to. I don't know if that's the Michigan guys or Sharon Moore recruiting his, not the players, but the donors, right? And saying, guys, hey, now's the time to step up. Or if it's the donors that's saying, hey, we're coming off national championship. We're 5-5. This ain't right. Like, we're going to do something about it. Either way, I think that the more exciting part for a Michigan fan has to be the and you nailed it, Mike, the fact that they're playing ball now. The fact that they are changing with the circumstance that is today's college football, which is you got to pay to play. You got to pay to be a big dog, right?
Yeah.
And that's not new to any programs. Michigan, I think, just wanted to take this approach. Oh, we're going to do it our way, and kids are going to want to come here because of the block. That's gone. They don't care about that anymore. It's how much you're going to pay me. So it bothers me that this is where we're at, but I think part of me rooting, you know, for Michigan and growing up a Michigan fan and watch, at least they're trying to do something about it.
TJ,
at least they're not sitting on a 5-5 season and saying, okay, well, hey, let's just try to go do it the old-fashioned way and recruit our butt.
Like, that's
can't
what
do that.
I think they
can't
went,
do it anymore.
I think they went that way. Ohio State said, watch what we're going to do. We're going to spend a bunch of money. We got the block in. We're going to get kids. Wait, we didn't get kids. Ohio State spending and all the Michigan fans and boosters this can't happen again.
Exactly.
So we have to match Ohio State's energy.
Yeah.
So what do we need? This quarterback. All right, well, let's find out how much that quarterback costs, and let's go get this guy in the house.
So Michigan fan, I think you should be more excited that Michigan is willing to play this way. They're willing to change. They're willing to adapt to the new age of college football. I'm more excited about that than I am Bryce Underwood. I don't get excited about high school kids coming in that have no snaps of college film, that you've never seen play. We've all seen five stars that come in and they're absolute trash, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's going to be that guy, but I'm more excited at the fact that they're finally starting to adapt to the new age of college football, which means, hey, we're going to be aggressive in the portal. Hey, we're going to be aggressive going to get the guys. We're not going to lose guys to other schools because we just didn't want to pay them, right? Yeah. That's where I look at it and say, okay, this is going to open up more opportunities to bring in other players. Now that other players around the country are thinking, oh man, look at Michigan, right? They're handing out the cash. Okay, let me put them back on my radar a little bit, right? So I think that the opportunities that just this deal represents and being able to flip a guy, and look, Brian Kelly's a douchebag down at LSU. I'm not going to, you know, say LSU was some major program that you didn't flip a guy from Alabama, Ohio State. LSU is, Brian Kelly's a fraud. I think we all know that. But
come on, man, I got friends at LSU.
Just anytime you could, you know, throw a dagger at Brian Kelly, I think we would all...
Call it Rob, is that you?
But I think just my overall impression, I was more excited that Michigan was willing to finally change what they were doing and change their mindset more than I was, oh, we're getting the number one quarterback in the nation. Watch this. Like, if we were going to transfer, you know, that's different, right? A guy that's proven already in college football.
I had that conversation
last night.
Then
I can be excited about the player. But I can't even be excited about the player, Mike, because listen, and I'll mention this too. People that are congratulating and celebrating this kid Underwood for taking the money and going to Michigan, if you're going to celebrate that now, don't blast the kid in 2 years when he gets a bigger bag from somewhere else and decides to leave.
Or TJ,
that's part of the game.
TJ, or my thing is, don't blast the kid if he comes out there and throws some picks early in the season. And then it's like, well, what are we paying this money for? First of all, you didn't pay anything. Second of all,
yeah,
it's a learning curve. So we'll get to that later, because trust me, that's probably going to happen. But right now, you did what you had to do. You're competitive. You're gaining momentum. You're winning the offseason. And David put it best. Nobody's going to remember this year. If Michigan goes 6-6, nobody's going to remember. They're going to remember Sherrone Moore. You got
Bryce Underwood. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I kind of feel that way, you know, as
you opted out there in Fresno State.
Hey, whatever happens to Ohio State. And keep building this momentum of who you're bringing in. I can't wait to see what the signing day is going to look like. I can't wait to see what the portal is going to look like, right? So that's a good point. But this is just the reality of college football right now. NIL, transfer portal. Look at the top 10 teams in the playoff rankings, you know, in college football right now, and their quarterbacks, right? Ohio State, transfer quarterback. Oregon, transfer quarterback.
Indiana,
transfer quarterback. Miami. Texas, I know he didn't play much, Quinn Ewers, but he was at Ohio State, transfer quarterback. Ole Miss, right?
Transfer quarterback.
Georgia, I mean, all these, this is just the reality of college football. So the kid hasn't even signed at Michigan yet. I know we still have time before signing day, but if you were asking me to put down, you know, am I going to bet that Bryce Underwood's going to be here for 3 or 4 years? Odds are, you're going to find a transfer. He's going to go somewhere else. You can find somewhere else. But I think that this shows if you do lose somebody, you're willing to pay to replace him. And I think that that goes a lot farther than just bringing in some high school kids.
See, well, because I think at that point, you're going to find out how committed is Michigan to this game. Will they be, you know, is this going to be a one-off? Like, you know what? It didn't work. We don't want to do this anymore. Or it didn't work. Let's go out, do a little better, but we're still going to spend money. Because a lot of schools jumped out there, hey, we're going to spend all this money, and it failed. And now the donors are like, yeah, I didn't get a good return on the investment. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, with who you are in the...
But like Phil Knight in Oregon, he's like, I don't care. Yeah,
I think you've already put your stuff on the table saying, you know, this is the way we're willing to go now. We're willing to adapt. So,
can't go backwards.
Yeah, I mean, time will tell, but... I think that this shows that, hey, we're with the big boys now, right? If we lose a guy, who cares? We'll throw more money at another guy to replace him, right? That's a game that they haven't played the last couple of years.
You only have one choice. You have to spend and then spend more. If you're looking at it, it's an arms race. And the spending doesn't guarantee a win.
It is.
But not spending guarantees you lose.
Yep.
So it's simple.
And I hate it.
We
could argue that
separate
all day,
conversation. Yeah. No, it's largely why I can't give an F about much of college football. I like betting it. I do a podcast that covers it a bunch, and I do this show. The reality is none of it feels authentic to me. As you said, look, I got no problems. But Bryce Underwood had a year and a half to go to UFM. He wouldn't fart in their face. They dropped 12.5 and doubled up LSU, and all of a sudden, oh, I'm home. Nah, son, you took the bag. Respect. Yeah. That's life-changing money. Fantastic for you, and the school gets what they want, you get what you want, right? Yeah. Put the money on the nightstand. There you go.
But not to do it. I mean, but I was advising a kid, you know.
Yes, there was, like, yes, absolutely. But my point is there was always an allure with college. Maybe we're stupid people as college fans that the player had an element of wanting to be at that school.
Yeah. And, hey, look at this freshman. Can't wait to see what he looks like in 2 years.
That's gone.
You don't because have any of that anymore.
Because it's basically like watching the Lions or the Giants. Oh, wait, no, it's not because there's no contracts.
It's a year-to-year
deal. See, if Bryce Underwood signed a contract where Michigan was stuck with him and he was stuck with them, I might be able to like work my way back towards the sport that I once loved because at least there'd be certainty. Mm-hmm. Much like the NFL, like, hey, my GM's an idiot or my GM's a genius. Now it changes every 5 days.
No, Mike, this is the argument that I had with a lot of State fans during the season. I'm like, with Aiden Charles, I'm like, guys, there's no guarantee he comes back. Now, he's come out in the paper and says, I'm coming back, but...
If you throw 17 picks... Sorry, that slipped out. I'm sorry. It's like emotional Tourette's. I want to apologize to you.
No, but here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
No, but here's the thing. Every new quarterback does that. So, the funny thing is... Michigan fan, David may be having the same conversation as we're like, yeah, David, we were you last year. Because you pay that amount of money, there is no development. It is, son, go out there, and you got to play from day one.
Yeah.
I've never seen this defense before. What are you going to learn on the fly? Don't throw to the opposing colors.
And that's why I didn't want to go down the will it work thing today. The whole idea is what TJ said, what I've said. You tip your cap because Michigan isn't acting above anything. They're playing ball. They're getting in the dirt. No, we're not talking about cheating. We're talking about, okay, this is an arms race. This is what OSU's doing.
Yeah.
This is what Miami's doing. This is what Oregon's doing. You have one choice. Evolve or die. Right? Our program's dead. They're evolving. You tip your cap. I can't slander it. Would I do it? Like, if you came to me and said, look, we could spend 12.5 on a high school player, or we could take that same 12.5 and put it towards established portal players, I go choice B. But ain't nobody going to complain if you said, look, it'll get you the number one player in America. Respect, man. They're doing what they got to do.
Yeah, and you wonder if what Michigan is doing now will wake up other schools, right? If that will kind of put a jolt in the ass of other teams.
Now us?
Saying, oh, no. No. Well, see, no, TJ, here.
Why not, though?
Here's how I see it.
We're hapless.
Okay. He's cashed out.
I know.
He's cashed out. He's emotionally damaged right now. So no matter what they do, they can go out there and get the number 2 through 10 player. And you're like, yeah, but you didn't get one. But I'll say this. Michigan, yeah, I said that. Michigan is basically saying we're now competing. We're in the playoff division.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're no longer worried about the Big Ten.
Haves and have nots.
We handle our business, and we're going to get a playoff spot. We may get a bye. We may have to travel someplace, but we're going to be in the playoffs. We're competing with Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, those teams. We're not worried about MSU, Purdue, Minnesota.
That's why I respect
whatever. Yeah. Maybe it took a slap in the ass of being 5-5 coming off the national championship to wake you up a little bit.
And right? I think that, and you're watching Ohio State, and they just keep stockpiling players, and you look at your cupboards, and I think a lot of it was an embarrassment.
Yeah.
This is our quarterback room? Well, seriously.
And I think you're starting to realize there's no honor when it comes to
none. The
portal and recruiting high school kids. Like, TJ, a kid used to be committed back in the day. Okay, he's committed. You know, unwritten rule, he's off the table, right? We're not going to interfere with something.
Until Urban Meyer showed up to the Big Ten.
Yeah, but not only with that, but with the guys in the portal, right? They entered the portal, and then 2 hours later, and I'm not throwing shade, but like Keon Coleman enters the portal. An hour later, he's at Florida State.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but that's just an example. But there's no honor anymore. Caleb Downs, right? One of the best All-American safeties, Alabama. Up hour TJ, later, he's at Ohio State. There's no honor anymore. I think Michigan's starting to figure that out, and they're finally starting to play that game.
Let me give you a dirty little secret, okay? When a kid goes into the portal, there's one of two kids. Smart kid has already worked out that deal.
Exactly.
And they already know where they're landing. So that's why I'm in the portal. And then all of a sudden,
I'm not.
Here I am. I'm a Seminole. Here I am. I'm a Buckeye.
Right.
And then not-so-smart kid I'm going in the portal, and I'm going to wait on Nick or Kalen DeBoer, and I'm going to wait on these coaches to call me, and the phone never rings.
Let me tell you, when this man gave his verbal pledge to Jeff Jenick, his word was as strong as oak.
Did you just look that up? No. How do you know Jeff Jenick was that?
I'm a complete loser.
You're a nerd.
Up next, we're talking Ron Woodruff.
We could talk Jeff Jenick all day. Please don't bring up Chris Creighton. That was another.
I'm not. No. Wednesday night. I told you I'm in a good mood today. Wednesday Danny night. Dimes is dead. Oh, great.
That's good. You took Doug Karsh's words to heart this week.
What's that?
Be respectful to others.
Oh, no. To hell with Chris Creighton.
Say,
I'm just saying.
Friday,
I wasn't going to.
Bloodbath in here.
No, I wasn't going to do that to you today. Today's a positive day. We got to talk Lions. We'll get to it next. I've got questions about this business trip the Lions are on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. Great commercial break, by the way. Great conversation.
That'll get fine.
Gentlemen, let's go Lions. Let's talk about this. Well, we'll get back into Bryce Underwood a little later. So last week, I've never seen a worse NFL game. I've never seen a team quit the way the Jags did, nor have I seen a team more motivated to kill said team than what the Lions did. Seven possessions, seven scores. We're up 36. F you. We're going to burn your house down. Jared Goff's in the game in the fourth quarter. See, this is a weird game this week. I want your perspective on this. When you play to pack, there's a motivation. We're going to Lambeau, the Houston thing, prime time, big game. Yeah. Hey, we escaped last week. We're coming home. We're playing the Jags. Refocus. This game is a weird one. It's a nondescript road trip. You've been flying really high. You've been playing some great football. You haven't won this many games in a row since, like, maybe ever. I know the last check was like 1960. TJ, is there any element of this where you have to refocus as a locker room and go, hey, we're on a business trip this week? Like, last week, that ain't real. This team is going to play. Like, this team is coming for our neck.
Yeah. Refocus? No, because I think this team realizes how good they are. And Dan Campbell and the leaders do such a good job of just making it about themselves rather than focusing on the opponent. Hey, we got to stop this guy. We got to stop that guy. We can't let this guy get going. Hey, circle this guy.
Yeah.
They don't. They still do that. Don't get me wrong. But I think they make more of an emphasis on, guys, this is about us. The talent that we have, the style of football that we play, if we play our type of game and we don't turn the ball over five times and we don't have 12 penalties in a game and we don't do stupid stuff, you know, on third down or in the red zone, it's about us, right? So I think that that's more of the focus for them, and I think that that's warranted. You know what I mean? I think that if as long as they continue to take care of their business and lock in like they have over the large part of the last 2 years, they're the best team in the NFL when they do that, right? So I think that that's the focus. But you're right, though, and I'll just finish with Seth. Anytime you play an AFC team, take out Tennessee, take out Jacksonville, because they're the ass of the league. We all know that. But you play a Houston team, and you're not familiar with them. There's a part of familiarity when I play the Packers or the Vikings or we play the Bears. Okay, I know what these guys do. I know the speed, right? I've felt this guy's bull rush before. I know exactly what I'm facing. When you play a team that you only play every 4 years, it takes you a little bit to get going. You know what I mean? Okay, I've never played this guy. He's been in the AFC. Yeah. Maybe I played him once 4 years. I don't really remember that muscle memory of what it felt like in these individual matchups. I think that's where it can slow you down a little bit and take you a little bit of while to get going. But I'm with you, man. I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago, maybe it was the morning show on a Monday, but I was just looking. I'm like, don't overlook that Colts game. I mean, they're a tough team. Like, they've had some quarterback issues. Don't get me wrong. Anthony Richardson earlier in the year, we all know what happened when he took himself out of the game. Joe Flacco looked great and that, whatever. Anthony Richardson's coming off his best game as a pro from last week. And this is a tough team that if you let them hang around, they got some talent, man. They do. And they've, I think in the 10 games they played out of 11, one was a blowout. The other 10 games are one-score games. So you look at that, you say, okay, you don't over or you don't underestimate them, Mike, to answer your question. But at the same time, you realize this is about us, right? As long as we go in there, take care of our business, you can't really use the road excuse anymore with the way that Lions fans travel.
No.
Like going into hostile territory, which is a testament to those guys.
Is real.
But yeah, I think it's more about, and Dan Campbell says this all the time, we got to improve. We got to find ways to improve ourselves before we even start worrying about who we're playing, the numbers on the names on the back of it. This is about us. So as long as they take care of that, it should be another fun road trip.
My thing is this. When you look at some of their blowout games, it seems to be a little bit of a hangover in that next game. The Dallas game, that was the most embarrassing game to me because that was personal. And you could see that it was personal. Yeah,
they were trying to embarrass him, which every team in the NFL should try to embarrass
the Cowboys.
But
then the next week against Minnesota, you fell behind, you battled back, you won. Same. You played Tennessee. Tennessee didn't want to be here. The next week, you beat the Packers, but not necessarily your best game. It was just the Packers kept shooting themselves in the foot. So I just wonder, will it be a little bit of a hangover? Same thing. You go out there, you destroy the Jags. Will it take them a little bit of time to get back to reality and realize, oh, wait, this is a real NFL team and not the people that we just played last week?
I think more so hangover, no, because I think they do such a good job of just turning the page. And even after, you're not, trust me, none of those guys are showing up Monday, you know, pumping their chest out saying, we just beat the hell out of the Jags. Like, man, look at us. You know, we're the king. Nobody's doing that. And you even got a sense of it after the game. You're listening to Coach Campbell's speech, and I think Jared Goff said some words, and it's like, hey, boys, we did what we had to do. We're on to the Colts, right? They're able just to focus day by day, week by week. Who cares what happened last week? This is about us. So that's something that I admire about them because that's difficult to do, in my opinion. So I don't think it's much. If they do get off to a slow start, I wouldn't say as much as a hangover because you just beat the hell out of the Jags as it is. We're playing an uncommon opponent. We're playing a desperate team at this point of the year. It's hard to scout for things like that. So if there is a slow start or it does end up being a close game, I don't think you can point at it and look and say, oh, man, they're just riding high from last week. You remember, and sometimes you got to remind yourself, like you did the Houston game, we go out there and we play kind of half-assed and, you know, we're just kind of a little slot. It can get away from us in a hurry, right? And that's the NFL for you. You don't expect to win every game by, I think they're winning margins like 18 points in all their victories this year. That's insane. It's unheard of. You expect close games. You know that. It turns out to be a close game. You got to adapt, which I think this team has shown they can do. We got to get into a shootout. Let's get into a shootout. Hey, offense is struggling. Defense, we need a bunch of stops. Okay, go shut out Houston in the second half and let us catch up. They've shown they can win all sorts of ways, and I think that's a valuable reason of why they have been the best team in the NFL so far.
I got a critical. We have the TJ Lang critical question, by the way.
Oh, boy.
I have not. Oh. No, don't worry. Hermetic. Okay. It's been hermetically sealed. And on the flip side, though, before I ask you that, I do want to ask you about Anzalone. How big of a loss? You lose your green dot. I'm not saying Jack Campbell can't fill the role, but week to week, how jarring is that for a defense? Think about it. We're going to get to that momentarily. That way we got enough time for the TJ critical question.
Oh, that's not the critical question.
No, the critical question's under hermetically sealed conditions, and it's going to pit the two of you against each other. It's going to be very exciting. So we'll get to that momentarily.
It's not about politics, is it?
No. Okay. What the hell is wrong with you? If you purchase
your... I know you're divisive, Michael.
Right. If you purchase... You know, I got to tell you, you two are a real problem today. Health insurance, listen up. Time to renew for 25 open enrollment. December 15th is your deadline. I hate everybody. Don't waste your time trying to navigate on your own. Call Mike Papur. He'll do it for you. Mike's taking... I mean... All right, so we got a couple of questions for TJ. One serious, and then one is the signature TJ question of the week. We start with the football. I asked you about Alex Anzalone before the break. He is the headset, the green dot. Jack Campbell steps up. I'm excited to see Jack get put in that position. But in a one-week span, do you think there's any slippage there?
No, I don't.
No, you're bullish on this.
I do, because I think that Jack Campbell has been playing –
Really good football.
Great football this year. And Malcolm Rodriguez being back. He was kind of that odd man out when it was Derek Barnes, Anzalone Campbell. Now you get Malcolm back from missed couple weeks, I think, with that ankle injury,
yep.
I want to say. But he's been playing good football. And I go back to, I think it was the Arizona game earlier this year. Anzalone was out. I think, was it a concussion, I want to say? I don't remember the exact injury, but he didn't play that game. And that was a big concern against Arizona and their rushing attack, Kyler Murray and James Conner. And you go back to that game, James Conner, 9 carries, 17 yards. Mm-hmm. And Kyler had 45. I think 21 was on one play. But you look at that and you say, you know what, guys, when you're missing somebody, you got to step up. You got to do more. Does that mean the defensive line's got to be a little bit better? Yes. Does that mean the safeties, Branch and Kirby, do they have to be a little bit better in the run game? Yes. They have been great. Don't get me wrong, but if you're missing a piece, hey, it takes a little bit more from everybody, right? So I look at this game, and I feel the same way. I feel confident that that linebacker group, the defensive backs, you're well more equipped to overcome a guy missing time than you were a year ago. Somebody goes out a year ago, oh, my goodness, who is this guy? Yeah. We just picked up off the way. We're going to trust him to go play set. You don't have that right now in the back seven of your defense. They're playing great football, not only against the run, but in coverage as well. They're at lowest passer rating. I think they're holding teams to 7 passing touchdowns they've allowed through, 11 games now?
No one's passed for 2.
No one's passed
for
2 in you.
Power
so
stat.
I think it takes a little bit more. You're going to hurt on the leadership side and the football IQ side, and Anzalone getting everybody in the right, on the right spot, and hey, making some adjustments late when the offense makes an audible. Hey, we got to change up what we're doing a little bit, maybe. But I think Jack Campbell is well equipped to handle those duties. I really like what I've seen from him this year. I think he's primed to step up in that role and take on a bigger role leadership-wise, and obviously having the green dot.
Depending on your answer, this could be a discussion between you and Rico, or it's just you alone. They are in Indianapolis. I truly believe every NFL city has a signature outstanding steakhouse. It's just, mm-hmm. It has to happen now.
Yeah.
I am a fan. I think St. Elmo's is wonderful. Have you been?
I have.
Okay. This man to my left said, with a straight face, frankly, unimpressive and wholly overrated. It broke my heart. I think St. Elmo's is great, but I wanted your review here. And if it's not St. Elmo's, what is the number one steakhouse in your travels as an NFL athlete?
Or
you said wholly unimpressive and overrated.
Or I said, you know what? It's pretty good, but it's overrated. Because people hyped it up so much. It's like,
it's delightful.
Is it the best I've ever had? No. But I don't remember. And I think, man, this is going back probably 8 years when I played. But I didn't leave there disappointed.
Right.
I left there thinking, you know, the big thing about them is the shrimp cocktail.
They don't do shrimp.
I remember thinking my mouth being on fire and regretting what was going to happen the next day. That cocktail sauce was a little... little extreme, and I like spicy food, but like I wasn't prepared for that cocktail sauce. Maybe, I remember leaving going, oh my
God. You'll see God eating that stuff. No, but I thought of Lions fans on the road trip this weekend, if you were able to get in,
it's a great
experience. All right, so
it's
then,
a staple. It's a place. Hey, if you have a chance to go there, it's worth it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're not going to leave disappointed. Are you going to leave thinking that's the best meal I've ever? Maybe if you've never been to a nice steakhouse, you might
best
feel
pregame
that way.
Then in your career as an NFL player, the single best pregame you had the night before.
Oh man, there was one in Dallas. I think it was called Ocean 41, Ocean 44, Ocean something. I don't know. I'll look it up. But that was a phenomenal meal. And anytime I'm back in this town is a must. I want to say it was Ocean 44. And everything was spectacular. The appetizers, the drinks, the food, the steak. Yeah, it was that's a bucket. Ocean 44, yeah, in Dallas.
Good, look at you.
And we actually went this year. There's big Lions fan down in Dallas that likes to get the group together, take it out for dinner.
Had that. I just needed
phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. Phenomenal. That's one that you walk out saying, yeah, anytime I'm back, this is my new spot.
And that's fine. Yeah. So Rico and you outvoted me. All right. St. Elmo's. Overrated.
No. It's
That's fine.
It's
I didn't say overrated. Right.
Come on.
The best I've ever had now.
TJ, but, TJ, you know, who are we talking to?
It's a staple.
Who are we talking to?
What about...
Has he never taken anything and twisted it before?
I had fun with it.
Ask him about Peter Luger's out in New York.
Massively overrated.
Oh, how dare you say that?
No, I can say it.
That is a New York staple.
I could say it.
You would not recommend people to go to Luger's?
Never. Wouldn't make my top 10. Wouldn't make my top 15.
When I told him about one of the greatest pizza places in New York, you know what he told me?
Trash?
Yeah.
Never heard of it?
Yeah.
First of all, America's favorite mall pizza does not qualify as New York pizza.
Hey, it was good enough for the fat boys.
That's right. That's right. Zabaros.
Peter Luger's totally overrated.
Ocean 44, now that I'm thinking about it, that might have been Arizona. I don't know. I think
the Dallas one I'm saying is Ocean Prime.
No.
Is that it?
It might have been Arizona.
Sorry. Yeah, just listen, if you're a Lions fan, you're going down there this weekend.
It was Scottsdale. Okay, so it's not in Dallas. Actually,
get
I'm glad it's not Dallas.
Cocktail.
You're in Scottsdale, go check out Ocean 44. It was Scottsdale.
Good man.
Yeah.
That's all. See, there was
unbelievable.
Nothing bad to ask you. I just wanted to see what your opinion was as an O-line. Yeah. Did St. Elmo stack? Because Rico was just Robin Leach.
I appreciate St. Elmo's. I do.
Okay.
I think we might check it out.
Not a big seafood
night as well.
Are you going?
Yeah, might check it out. Yeah.
Look at this. Who got the Riza?
I'll give you a proper review.
Because they got the other restaurant.
Like Harry and Izzy's.
Harry and Izzy's, yeah. Solid, too.
Yeah.
Good restaurants.
I like that one better.
Now, unfortunately, we'll never be there again, Rico, because we're never making the Big Ten title game. All right.
Who hurt you, man?
NBA.
Who hurt you?
NBA. I hate sports. Oh, the Giants did it to me. All right, it is time. Don't let me get hot. It is time for the picks.
We won't.
TJ is still by far and away the king of the castle now. I'm dog water, but I went 8-2 last week. Give me a moment to feel decent about myself. All right.
Getting hot.
College football. Number 16, Colorado laying 2.5 as they travel to the Herpy Birds. Taking on Kansas at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Rico Beer.
You know what? If I get another bad week, I'm hitting the portal and I'm out of here. Because I used to be up there with TJ.
Oh, that was week two.
And now
you're a lot like MSU football.
Now I'm down there with you.
Here today, gone tomorrow. All right, what do you got?
All right. You know what? Colorado is putting up points, and I think Deion is really going to try to get two people at the Heisman ceremony. I see the point spread. I don't believe it. Give me the Buffaloes.
Kenny Cott.
Roberts. I don't like picking Colorado because Rico just did, but it's under a field goal, so I will. Give me Colorado.
David.
Yeah, I can't see BYU in the playoff. I need to see somebody else, so Colorado has to keep winning. Colorado.
TJ.
I got to take Kansas.
I just lost another game.
I don't know if I'm super impressed with the win last week over BYU, but they've got a really good defense. They got a good rushing attack, too, that I think can control the clock a little bit and keep Shadur Sanders
much
and
better this week.
The field. Thank you.
Listen,
and they've got a couple. Kansas has a couple really good corners.
Look, Kobe Bryant being one, Melton the other.
Yep,
it's senior Mello day.
Dotson, yeah.
They need it for a bowl game. And look, Daniels and Neal. It's a hell of a combo. I'm going with Kansas. I can't take any more to Colorado.
I didn't know if they can still have a hangover effect from the BYU game.
But. They just been winning for a while. I got to do it. I can't do this Deion stuff anymore. Texas A&M laying 2.5. They're out on the plains traveling to Auburn. You know what to do.
Yeah, Mike, I thought I knew what to do, but then you know what? All of a sudden, a little me popped on the shoulder and said, wait, that's still Peyton Thorne as quarterback.
Uh-oh.
Take A&M.
Kenny.
Yeah, Auburn stinks, and you just hate to see it. Give me A&M.
David.
Also can't go Auburn. Got to go A&M.
TJ, you know what to do.
Rico, I'm going to put my trust in my man, Peyton Thorne. I don't know why. I feel like this game should have been 9.5, 10 points. I have no idea why it's 2.5. I'm sick of asking questions.
Dude, you got house money.
The home game?
You
I
go
think Auburn needs
10.
It.
Needs
Doesn't
it
matter.
For a bowl. Hugh Freeze needs it for his job.
Peyton Thorne, come on, buddy. Give me one final performance here. I'm taking Auburn.
One time, you POS. Give me Auburn. All right. Indiana at Ohio State. OSU laying 10.5. Rico Beer.
I look at this game, and I'm going to take Indiana because when Ohio State has played tougher teams, ranked teams, they've won or they lost, but they didn't cover.
So therefore, give me Indiana on the points.
Kenny, top five matchup here, double-digit point spread. I'm going to take Indiana plus a 10.5.
Over to David.
I had a family member that went to Indiana. She's going to have a horrible weekend because Ohio State's going to win.
TJ.
I know Indiana's coming off a bye. Ohio State really is, too. They played Northwestern last week. But I think Ohio State just has too much talent. Emeka Buka, Smith, Tate, Judkins, and Henderson, the running backs. I think that's just too much talent for Indiana to overcome. Might be able to keep it somewhat close.
Yeah.
13 point. Yeah, I think Ohio State's probably going to win big.
Indiana, strength of schedule, 106. Put them 6 feet under. Give me Ohio State. I've had enough of those frauds. Purdue at Michigan State tonight. You can feel the electricity. Rico Beard live from the president's suite. Michigan State laying 13.5. What do you got, Rico?
Is this one of those you-know-what-to-do games?
Yeah, not watch.
Okay.
What do you got?
You know what? Give me MSU because I don't want a sad car ride home.
There you go. Selfish but justified. Kenny.
Mike, you will not be watching, so I will be taking Purdue.
No surprise there. We go over to David.
I really want to take Michigan State here, but I just
can't. You got people from Purdue, don't you?
I do, so I'm going Purdue.
Over to TJ.
I just don't know if I can trust Michigan State with that big of a point spread.
Short answer. Purdue is ass. You can't.
Don't get me wrong. Purdue stinks, but... is Childs over the turnovers? I don't know.
Yeah, he's over.
Michigan State wins, but I think Purdue is able to keep it within that.
TJ, we've picked exactly the opposite on every game.
Okay, all right, so somebody's going to make a move this week.
Who'd you take?
I can't take all the home teams. I'm taking Purdue. I'll probably regret it.
I don't want Rico to be sad. Give me State. All right, Northwestern at Michigan.
Thank you.
This game will be a thrill a minute. Michigan laying 10.5.
Senior day at Michigan. Northwestern's not any good. Michigan will roll. And they just got the quarterback. They're going to be celebrating.
Kenny.
Northwestern's not any good, but I don't know if Michigan's any good either. So I'll take the 10.5.
There you go. Over to David.
Bryce Underwood's going to throw four. Oh, not yet. Sorry. Michigan. No,
he'll be signing autographs.
He will. Michigan.
Rico, I think I'm with you. A little bit of positive momentum this week. Let's get one on the board together. Okay. You know, big news coming out of the recruiting guy.
There you go.
That might amp you up a little bit. And plus, I think Northwestern's offensive line stinks. And this has got to be a game that
I heard
Stewart,
you know offensive
Grant,
line.
Mason Grant, that they just completely dominate. So I'm going to take Michigan.
F them. Go Cats.
All right.
Spiteful.
Detailed right there.
Nuance. Like, leave emotion out of the pick.
I do. I just 10.5 for a team. I mean, Michigan's not. None of either of these teams good.
It's Northwestern.
I know.
It's Northwestern and it's senior day.
Do they have
any
seniors?
They play at a lacrosse
game.
Yeah.
Their new stadium's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, in 10 years?
Listen.
2 years.
And Spartan Stadium's going to fall down in 10, so what does it matter? All right.
Hey, Mike, have you ever had a Hershey bar? Well, Spartan Stadium.
Let's go to Sunday.
Like puppies.
14 years old.
People, we have a bomb cyclone. Cards traveling to Seattle. It is a bomb cyclone. Cards are laying 1.5. Rico Beard.
Cards are laying 1.5, but I don't think that Seattle will lose this game. Give me the Seahawks at home. I'm going Seahawks.
Kenny.
I don't love the Seahawks the way Rico does. Give me the little guy, Kyler. Cardinals.
Over to David.
Since week 7, their defenses have gone in opposite directions. Cardinals defense looks good. Seahawks don't. Cardinals.
TJ?
What is a cyclone bomb real quick?
It's like who was the scumbag in Charlie Brown? Where he had like the dirt nap that followed him around.
Pigpen.
Okay, that's a bomb cyclone, except it's weather and not personal funk and lice. So like it just sits over your stadium and rain and snow and nonsense.
Oh, I feel even better about Seattle.
I think that benefits the Cardinals better. I think their run game's starting to catch on. They've won
problem.
Four straight. Seattle's run defense has not been great. I don't trust Geno Smith winning back-to-back weeks.
Small people don't win in the rain.
I'm
give me Seattle.
I'm taking Arizona.
Is that a fact?
It is. Their feet can't grip the surface. Too tiny.
Like Fred Flintstone just
Eagles laying 2.5 in LA on Sunday night against the Rams. Rico,
you know what? Give me Philadelphia. Saquon is looking like he wants to be an MVP candidate, and plus by that point, they would have known that the Lions have already won, so they're trying to keep pace with them. Give me the Eagles.
Over to Kenny.
Yeah, Saquon ultimate try hard mode. Give me the Eagles.
David,
Daniel Jones will be in the stands in L.A. to watch his friend Saquon win. Eagles.
Mr. T.J. Lang.
I guess I'm opposite Rico the entire day. I'm taking the Rams. Eagles passing defense has been much improved this year. But you have two rookie corners out there going against Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, veteran quarterback Matthew Stafford. I think that's enough to give the Rams a win. Plus, I really want to see the Eagles fall apart like we did last year. I hope it happens.
Eagles. That offensive line for the Rams, I feel so bad for Stafford. Oh my God.
They're getting Havenstein back.
Who cares? They need Whitworth back from 5 years ago.
You see they benched Jonah Jackson.
Yeah, hate to see it. Ravens laying three. They traveled to revitalize Bolts. Rico Beard.
I think it's going
to
be a bounce back game for the Ravens. Give me Baltimore.
Kenneth. Again, I'm afraid to agree with you, Rico, but I'm also taking the Ravens here.
I know. Kenny, you should be. And you know what that means? TJ is taking the Chargers.
David.
Jim Harbaugh. It's 0-2 versus John, so I'm going to go Ravens here.
Oh, yeah. The Harbaugh.
TJ.
The Harbaugh Bowl, yeah.
Oh, yeah, remember when the lights went off at the Super Bowl and your team gagged again?
I remember that.
You hate to see it.
I'm getting really scared of taking all the options.
You know what? I hope Tommy wins.
Not so fun when the rabbit's got a gun, is it?
I hope Tommy wins.
I'll be honest with you. I'm gonna take the Chargers because I think Justin Herbert's playing at a different level right now. Yes. And I think that the Ravens' secondary is very vulnerable.
It's terminal.
They're not good.
You're just picking with me today, aren't you?
How about this?
I had it written down when I came in.
How about this? Justin Tucker's already missed 6 field goals.
Good point, yeah.
He's got the yips. It's going to be a close game. Maybe Khalil Mack's back. Give me the Bolts. Niners, Packers. Is Brock Purdy in one piece? What's the latest?
He's going to play. Kittle's supposedly going to play. You know what? I don't know. Maybe, he got a sack and just walked off the field.
Hate to see it.
This is what you call the emotional hedge.
Packers.
Give me the Packers.
Good man. We go to Kenny.
Yeah, it seems like the Niners have been hit by a chair. This is the only home team I've picked so far. Give me the Packers.
Over to Hatchet Man.
Purdy was not at practice today, so I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I saw on the bottom line it goes, missed practice, parentheses, legs. That's never a good sign.
Right.
TJ.
Man.
Niners.
Purdy being questionable. Bosa being questionable.
Take the Niners.
See, I
don't care. Jordan loves a turnover machine. Niners are desperate.
Take the Niners.
They got to keep up pace in that West. They got to keep up pace to make the playoffs. I'm taking San Fran. Lord help me.
Good for you. I got the Packers. Just picked up a game. All right. Lions laying 7.5 as they travel to Indianapolis. Do we want an alt line or do we just go with 7.5?
I'm going with 7.5.
Go ahead, Rico. What do you got?
I think the Lions are going to continue their winning streak. Mobile QB and Anthony Richardson tries to keep this thing close. The Lions win, but they don't cover. Give me the Colts.
Kenny Cott,
these QBs, mirror images of each other. Mobile golf season. Lions.
I don't want to hear that anymore. Lions.
I think the Colts are good enough to keep it close. Lions still win, but 7.5 on the road. You just can't keep blowing out teams.
Two games. Wow.
TJ's got to take the Colts.
TJ's being negative.
7-point win.
And I'm joining him. Give me the Colts with the points. Lions win. Colts cover. That's how I see it, at least. Those are the picks. Great job, everybody. 97-1.